Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 2, The Origin and Nature of the Bible. Thirsty. Understanding the Bible in faith. When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Hebrews, he made a very interesting point in Hebrews chapter 11. There he writes, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It is faith. "For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." They were not made of things which do appear. Came out of nothing. He spoke and it happened. They were created because he spoke. So here we are really at the beginning of the beginning. At the very beginning. If you leave out God, whom do you place there? Explosion? Yeah, who initiated the explosion? So we are in the Bible best informed about the beginning of the world. There's one misunderstanding students usually make when they're at university. Then they hear a lot of things, knowledge increases, and then they think, well, that is truth. No, it's knowledge. Knowledge is not the same as truth. Knowledge is knowing something at the moment. And we think, that's it. And after some time, when years go by, we discover, this was only part of the knowledge. Now we know more. We have got more knowledge. Once I was in a clinic, psychiatric clinic, and there I found a huge drawing on the wall. I had to visit somebody there. And there was the history of development of using drugs for people who have got a depression, who wanted to commit suicide, and so on. And then you could read, in 1957, we prescribed this medicine to help the people. Oh no, it created the following results. It was, chemicals. It was poison for these people. But in 1957, science thought, this is the best for the person. And then you read, in 1962, we used this medicine, these drugs. And when we look at it today, we say, oh no. They've really done this? Yeah, haven't they known? No, they haven't. It's far back in history for medicine development. Nowadays we use this and that. That's far better. And what can we read in 10 years? Then they will say, well, in 2020 they used this medicine. Horrible! How could they? So What we know at the moment is a knowledge for the moment. It's only part of the whole knowledge. True science, not only science, true science is always in harmony with the Bible. And if science is not in harmony with the Bible, it's because it's only part of the truth, part of the knowledge. It's not all of it. It's only a few percent of the whole. That's the difference.